الرحمن الرحيم. آية تكبيرات. In there we see what great, great knowledge, treasures the Quran Sharif has kept for us. And also the great, great efforts the Mufassireen, the Ulama have done, and how they have explained to us the details of very, very fine and delicate points of the Quran Sharif. In the ayat, Allah Ta'ala said, those who spend their money in the path of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, and tathbeetam min anfusihim. This little phrase, tathbeetam min anfusihim, or the Quran has kept so much of treasures and value in there, and Allah reward the mufassireen who have taken it out and presented it to us. May Allah Ta'ala make it, we appreciate it, and we benefit from it fully. The one is that tasbeetam min anfusihim, they spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala with tasdeeq and yaqeen. Tasbeetam min anfusihim, tasdeeq, they testify to everything, and yaqeen, they have full conviction that it is the command of Allah Ta'ala and that a person who is going to get reward for that action. Any action that is done with that, imanu wa ihtisaba, immediately the quality of that amal goes from 0 to 100 and even higher. It is particularly mentioned with fasting, roza, that a person should keep roza, the imanu wa ihtisaba, full conviction that it's Allah's command. Just thinking like that, it will make a great difference. If somebody comes and tells us something, the ordinary person, a street sweeper, a laborer, he tells us, you have been commanded to do this, it won't have value in our eyes. But the same thing, a person of authority comes, he comes in his uniform, he presents his credentials, and I'm from the government, and this is what you have to do. Now it has got a complete different value to it. This, if we understand that these commands are from Allah, then it will be different. We are not just keeping roza because we are born in a Muslim society. We are not just making namaz because in our family all make namaz. But we understand the creator of the heavens and the earth, the controller of the heavens and earth, it's his command and I'm fulfilling his command. And the other, imanu wa tasdeeqa, imanu wa ihtisaba, that Allah is going to reward me. If we do that work, if a laborer, an ordinary person comes and tells us and he says you'll get so much reward, we won't have that conviction, we won't appreciate it. What is the laborer, how much is he going to give us? But when it is somebody who says that from a very high authority you must do this and you'll get so much, we will now know that what we're going to get is very great. This, if we understand, this has to be cultivated in our heart, and this is a great deficiency. We are born in Muslim homes, we go to maktab, we practice on Islam, but this effort is never made to understand that these are commands of Allah and who Allah is. And that is what is called islah nafs and nisbat ma'Allah, to have connection with Allah Ta'ala. And that Allah is going to give the reward for these actions. And how much Allah is going to give, a person gets it in this dunya, the great benefit, and the great, great rewards of the akhirat. So that has to be developed, has to be worked on. Even if we become ulama, and we learn all the masalas, we learn all the hadith and that, but we did not make effort to have this yaqeen, and that trust in Allah, and the conviction. And whenever we do an amal, that it is from Allah's command. And I'm doing it as the command of Allah, and Allah is going to reward me. Then the value of that amal, the quality of the amal, will be completely different. And nobody will be able to stop you from doing amal, if that is in there. Otherwise, just a small excuse, I'm feeling tired today. I'm feeling lazy today. Other work is more important. to check my phones. Messages is more important. We don't read our Yasin Sharif. We don't make our Tilawat of Quran Sharif. All other things we give preference to. So therefore, this is very important that a person makes effort to have that nisbat ma'Allah, connection with Allah. And that can only come when we stay in the company of those who have this connection with Allah Ta'ala. They will connect us and we will get our connection then. And from this also it is explained that tathbeetam min anfusihim. Min is ibtidaiya. According to Arabic grammar, it starts. So it starts from the heart. When this conviction is in the heart, then to do all these amal is very easy also. It's not difficult then to spend big amount. In fact, those people who have this conviction, they will take loans to spend in the path of Allah. They will not eat themselves. They will deprive even their families. The families' minds are also made, but they know the value. But today, though we have so much, but to spend a little in the path of Allah, which is not ours, which has been given by Allah, we find it very, very hard. So if this is in the heart, and from our heart we are doing it, then to spend in the path of Allah, and to strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala, becomes very, very easy. Some ulama have explained, tathbeetam in anfusihim, the meaning of it is ihtiyat, that is caution, that is where we spend it. As zakat becomes farz on us, now we give charity, especially zakat which is farz. When it is farz upon us, it's not just a matter of giving it to any Tom, Dick and Harry. But as we calculate, which is also farz, to calculate our zakat properly. Then we add a little bit more to be on the safe side. As we had calculated properly, we thought what our assets are, where we have got money, and we calculate our zakat, that is also a great ibadah. In the same way, it is a great ibadah to go and look for the right recipients now. Not just that any pamphlet that comes, that this is a social welfare organization, we are doing charity work, etc., and we just give it to anyone. No, it is that ihtiyat is very necessary, that we make sure we're giving it to the right people also. That is also very, very important. The third explanation which ulama have given, that this year tathbeetam min anfusihim, min year, they take in the meaning of tab'idhiyya, that is some of it. And the explanation of that is, the heart is the home of iman and yaqeen. So that amal that comes from the heart, with that conviction, what a person spends, that has got value in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. As Allah Ta'ala says in another ayat, تُجَاهِدُونَ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. You strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala with your wealth also, and you yourselves, your body also. Whether it is going in jihad, whether it is going in jamaat, whether it is coming for namaz, we spend our own money to come for namaz. If we have to travel by car, then we are spending money. Even if we come in a lift club, we shouldn't take advantage of somebody else. Some days we should take out our cars also. Or we should pay that person for the petrol. We should use our money for all this, for whatever we are doing in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And the other is we ourselves also. Don't just give our car to people who are going for namaz and we don't go ourselves. No, we ourselves must also go. So we ourselves also, and if we do only one part of it, then some of these benefits we get. And when we do both of it, that is our wealth also we spend, and we ourselves also use ourselves in the path of Allah in any and every way, then the heart becomes completely saturated with the love of Allah Ta'ala. Then anyone who wants to discourage us, it won't have an effect on us. Today, just the wife just says, you are looking very but ill today. Make namaz at home. We make namaz at home. Or just sleep today. You can make your namaz later. Small things that puts us off. But if we have that conviction, then with complete conviction we will do it. And the value of that amen will be much more greater. That is when we'll get the enjoyment. So a person can become a great alim, a great mufti also. But if he hasn't got this connection with Allah Ta'ala, namazes will be difficult for him. And he'll make his namazes, but if at the most, maybe to show people, or at the most as a duty, fulfilling a duty. But he won't get the enjoyment of amal. And when a person gets this connection, then he will see anyone, whoever it might be, he will get great enjoyment and he will look forward and he will not be able to find rest without these amal. Such a person will not be able to give up his namazes in the masjid, like making it at home, for example, or voluntarily going out, like for holidays, and we make namazes at the resorts, and we miss our jamaat namaz, we miss our masjid namaz. Such a person will not be able to do that. He will say, I can sacrifice my holidays, but I can't sacrifice the masjid. I can't sacrifice my namaz with behind the imam with takbir-e-ula. He'll go out of his way for takbir-e-ula. All matters of deen, I can do everything, but my tilawat of Quran, I can't sacrifice that. My zikr, my daily zikr, I can't miss that. For anything in the world, the value of that comes in the heart. So for that, it is absolutely necessary that we make effort on this part of our deen. Not just to gain knowledge, not just to teach knowledge, not just to propagate deen, but to have that connection with Allah Ta'ala. And that the home of that is the heart. And we have to work on our heart. And each one of us should consider my whole life, how much time have I given for this? Ulama say that the ulama, normally, previously, they should take 9 years to become an alim. So at least give 9 chillas, that is 1 year. In our time, at least give 1 chilla in order to develop this quality. We don't do that. We, in Jamaat, we'll give our chillas every year. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, it's absolutely essential we at least give 1 chilla in the Khanqa to develop this qualities also. What we get in Jamaat is also very valuable, but that is something else. And what we get in the Khanqa, we don't get it in the Darul Ulooms, and we don't get that in Jamaat also. So to develop that connection with Allah Ta'ala, and then see the enjoyment of deen, then we will enjoy it ourselves, and through us, other people will also see what is the great enjoyment of deen. Otherwise, today we might practice on deen, but we don't get the enjoyment, nobody else gets any benefit from it also. They don't see any benefit of practicing on deen. This dimension is totally ignored, and it is a forgotten thing. We should make effort in that direction. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. SubhanAllah. Sure.